Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Someone's texted in, Tom Baker, FTW. Tom Baker is...
He's the scarf one, right?
Yeah, he's the scarf one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
see, dabbled.
The cool hair. Yeah, see, there you go. Do you know what we're talking about, Tess?
No idea.
There we
no
go.
No idea.
We can Google it later.
I will dabble at some point.
For BFM Secret Santa, Tess is going to get a scarf from Doctor Who.
Doctor I thought Who you were going to say a full box set of all of Doctor Who, and I was going to be like, wow.
You do not have the time. No one has the time anymore.
Hey, who knows? What's going on in the world of TV, Sam?
So, something a little bit different today. I'm going to review a reality TV show.
This is so unlike you. You normally steer well clear of these.
Well, because they're hard to review because they're real. So there's no like plot line you can dive into. There's no writing.
Yeah,
there's no like mise-en-scene, even though I don't think I've ever said that on this show. but, you know, there's none of that. But this show is a show I've watched for yonks. Like, I've watched all the episodes from the British version. I'm loving the New Zealand version. Like, I'm obsessed. Like,
I didn't realise you were such a big fan.
Well, because sometimes you need a break from actually, like, trying to dissect a TV show and just enjoy a TV show.
What are we talking about?
The Taskmaster franchise / Taskmaster NZ, because that is airing currently. And I am in love. So Taskmaster, if you don't know, is a show created by Alex Horn, a British comedian, who's a co-host with Greg Davies, who's this big dude. Big dude.
He does a lot of impressions. You'll probably have seen Greg Davies in many shows.
He's like a British stalwart of like comedy. And Alex Horn was maybe a little less famous, but now he's fully cemented himself in the Hall of Fame of like British comedy, because Taskmaster is so successful and so fun. Taskmaster UK is just going into its 10th season now,
far
currently.
Out.
And basically the whole premise of the show is they get a bunch of comedians to do tasks separate from each other. Tasks bonkers and silly. I was watching one yesterday where they had to roll fruit down a pipe, and the slowest fruit to go across was the winner. And you had to make sure the fruit never stopped, but you didn't want to be the first across the line.
Oh my god!
But it had to go across this line.
Okay.
It's just silly.
Oh, so good though. Even you just describing that, I'm like, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I
they also had one where you had to feed watermelon to your partner. Because sometimes they partner people up.
Yep.
But they couldn't hold the watermelons. You just had to feed it to them, and you only had 4 minutes. And the most watermelon eaten in 4 minutes was the winner.
Oh.
And you can just imagine, there's a bit of chunder, there's a bit of people just like slowing stuff in their face. It just goes crazy. And the New Zealand version is just as charming and delightful as the British version.
That's awesome, because sometimes these things do not stack up.
Oh, big time. You're telling me. Like, so... one shout out to the UK version before we jump into the New Zealand version is we actually had Rose Matafeo on season 9 of Taskmaster UK, and that was really nice to see.
Yeah,
the notorious shid bit.
What?
They were talking about what's a thing you'd find in a shed, and Rose Matafeo was like, my shid, because the New Zealand accent apparently to UK people,
it's like an I,
it's
like
an
a hard
I
sound, yeah.
And the thing that she had in her shed was the notorious poster of all the fish from New Zealand.
Oh, and I was like, that poster.
I know, same. And I was like, yes, Rose, get it. So this version is hosted by Jeremy Wells, with Alex Williams as the Taskmaster / Alex Horn role.
Right, okay, so that's the person who comes up with the tasks that people have to do. Okay.
And like kind of watches the comedians do it and gives them the rules.
Yeah.
And kind of just like is there for like very emotionless, non-reactionary support, which is great. And then Jeremy Wells has to judge them because all the comedians watch the clips back and remember what they did like 4 or 5 months ago or like react to it. And this cast is great. We've got Madeline Sami, Angela Drafford, Brinley Stent.
I think you said Alex Williams, but you mean Paul Williams.
Paul
is
Williams.
That right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, sorry.
Just checking.
There's so many names. sorry. Madeline Sami, Angela Drafford, Brinley Stent, Lee Hart, and Guy Williams.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's a big old blockbuster cast.
I haven't watched a lot of Taskmaster. I've seen it pop up, but I haven't watched a lot. So they're all kept separately.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, it's the same, and they do their own tasks in their own space.
So this season for New Zealand was filmed right before lockdown actually went into place. So Madeline Sami was the last one to film in Riverhead like 3 or 4 days before lockdown happened.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then they all came together recently and filmed their reactions with Jeremy Wells, like judging them and giving them points based on how they did on the tasks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's just a hoot. Like, you can kind of tell that like they don't remember what they did, and like it's just because you try and come up with the most creative ways to like tackle these tasks and like work around like really weird rules, and like it's just good to see these like vivacious comedians' brains who are like used to improv and yes and yes and yes and just like go wild. Like Lee Hart has used a leaf blower in every episode because that's what Lee Hart is going to do. And
that's
Angela
so
Drafford,
a like, leaf blower.
Yeah,
I need to watch this.
And Angela Drafford's dry, semi-sexual commentary, not even semi-sexual, fully sexual commentary, is just a delight. And like, I have only seen Angela Drafford once in a comedy show, and I am fully obsessed now. Like I'm a stan.
Yeah.
Like she is just smacked it out of the park this season.
Just the queen of deadpan, truly.
Oh, and
like so deadpan, you're like, is this even a joke? I don't know.
Exactly. And they're just, and it's just so nice to see, because the UK version actually had a bit of a issue when it first started with only having like one female comedian on the episodes for a while, and now they've kind of branched out into like hosts as opposed to that, because they need more female representation.
There was actually quite a big discussion, not just about Taskmaster, but in the last like year and a half, I think the British comedy circuit has been like, we have a problem with only having one woman on the panel comedy shows, and we need to sort this out.
Catherine Ryan, Ashlyn B, that was kind of
it. That was it, yeah. Joe Rand, maybe, and then that's it, yeah.
But because New Zealand isn't like that, and we have like a very thriving young female comedian population, it's great to see three of them just on the show and doing it.
All the time.
Yeah.
So has this been renewed for another season?
I think it's probably up in the air based on like, you know,
COVID.
TVNZ. Rona and TVNZ budgets and stuff. But it seems like a hit to me.
Yeah.
And if it's not renewed, I'm going to be like pretty peeved. But Taskmaster UK is also available on TVNZ On Demand on the same web streaming service that Taskmaster NZ is on. So if you want to watch something else after you've finished the first five episodes of Taskmaster NZ, just go watch seven seasons of Taskmaster UK.
This is so good.
It's so good.
Taskmaster.
It's quite hard to say.
It's so hard to say.
Taskmaster, is that still got episodes coming out weekly?
Yeah. It'll be five episodes. I watched episode five of the New Zealand version and five of the UK version last night, so...
And then they're weekly from there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome, Az. Thank you so much,
good.
Sam, for bringing us that. We're getting a lot of texts from people who also love Taskmaster.
Someone's texting and saying, thanks for the review. I've been too scared of our attempt being too cringe, but I'll give it a watch.
Oh, it's the Kiwi cringe that you like, though.
Yeah.
Like, you'll see Guy Williams naked in a tree, and that's fun, you know? We all enjoy that.
Okay, excellent stuff. We've also had some accent reviews coming in as well. Someone said they had to pronounce their E as an A when they went to the UK to be understood.
It's...
What's the bat a dusk will fit in the shed is their...
Okay, listen, guys.
Is their sentence.
I would like to know how Kiwi is my accent, because I don't think I've got a Kiwi accent, but then sometimes I'm really shocked by how I sound on the radio, so... Text in and review mine and Tessa's and Rachel's accents.
I don't want to open that can of worms.
Open the can of worms.
I know what my voice sounds like. Thank you, Sam. That was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
Never.